Hey there, happy Sunday to you. Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'm going to be here with you for the next 15 minutes as we continue our walk through preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today is day 29 of our 33-day preparation period. Now, it's just amazing that on Thursday, we're going to wrap it up. We'll have prepared. And I really want to congratulate you for participating, for doing such a good job. Out of the 6 years that I've done this, I know without a doubt this has been the most powerful year ever. And that's because of you. You've stuck with it. I've looked at the numbers throughout this 33-day process, and the numbers have remained consistent. All I can say is you're doing a fantastic job, because in the past we would always lose people. This year we've lost very few. So I really appreciate you hanging in there. You're going to benefit from this. Let's continue to go forward right through Thursday as we continue in the final phase of this preparation process, a week spent looking at the life of Jesus Christ. Now, today, the focus will be on the fact that Jesus wants to be your friend. I think that's an amazing concept, that, and it's one that's really close to my heart, because my latest book is Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. That means a lot to me, this idea of friendship with Jesus. And I want you to know and really believe that friendship with Jesus is possible. A lot of times we hear that claim, oh yeah, you need to become friends with Jesus, but we don't necessarily take it seriously. We don't believe that it's possible. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's the only way that you're ever going to experience peace in your life. Friendship with Jesus is not only possible, will not only bring peace in your life, into your life, but being the friend of Jesus will get you to heaven. And that's the goal. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing this total consecration. We are doing it so that the Blessed Mother will turn us into a saint. Now, that means we're going to have to cooperate with the graces that she's getting for us. We're going to have to do something. But she is going to do so much more work than we are in this process. Because we're weak, we can only do so much. That's why we turn to her, and that's why we ask for her help to better live out our baptismal promises in order to lead a life pleasing to Christ and lead a life that's in imitation of Christ, which, again, is something. If you look at your life, I look at my life, we realize that, man, we don't measure up. We're not living a life that resembles Jesus as much as it should. And that's going to be different for each one of us. But in all honesty, we've all got shortcomings. Well, this is a way to try to get over those shortcomings. And as always, if you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And I'm going to just give you a quick outline the way this works. Today is day 29. It's a 15-minute program on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be 30-minute programs, as will Friday. And Friday's the big day. Friday's the day when we make our total consecration, so that is a big day for us. And then Saturday, the day after total consecration, is the day that I'm going to spend 30 minutes reviewing what you do after you made your total consecration. Now, I may have mentioned this, I may not have mentioned it. On Tuesday, I'm flying out to Denver to participate in the Catholic Leadership Conference. I'll be back in town late Thursday. So what I'll do is I'm going to pre-record the programs through Thursday. And then Friday, I'll do the regular show on that day, on the day of consecration. But I'll make sure that you're prepared before you make your total consecration on Friday. But as always, if you have questions, even when I'm traveling, let me know. gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I will be able to check my emails while I'm on the road. Okay, since we have a short show today, let's get right to it. Let's open up with our invocation of the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us right now, to help us to grow closer to the Lord, and to... We're going to pray for the grace to be able to be more aware of the Holy Spirit's inspirations. So when we get these ideas, we'll be more willing to accept, hey, this is from the Holy Spirit, I better pay attention. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've almost forgot those important additions to the prayer to ask our friends to pray for us. Well, you probably know by now, but I'm Gary Zimek, and we've been doing this 33-day preparation for total consecration since September the 4th. It's hard to believe, isn't it? We're just about a month into this, and it's just a powerful journey each year, and God willing, I'm going to do this again next year, and I hope if this is your first year, if you're just making your total consecration, I hope that you'll renew it with us next year. Or if you're someone that's maybe just tuning in and isn't going to make your total consecration this year, I hope you'll consider doing it next year. By the way, all of these podcasts will be available, so you can start, or you can let your friends know, they can really start at any time they want through this process. I'll make sure that I have links to them. But that's going to be something I'll do once we get once we wrap up this year's total consecration. All right, let's get right to it. Jesus has many friends. Now, today I'm going to read from Consecration to Jesus Through Mary, put out by our friends at myconsecration.org, using a different book today. And I really like this message. So let me get right to it. The saying goes, you know a person by his friends. Read the Gospels. Jesus has lots of friends, even though he asks many sacrifices, like leaving their possessions behind. He also enjoys the company of women who love him very deeply, such as the sisters named Martha and Mary, Mary Magdalene, and the holy women of Galilee. He has apostles and disciples who are very loyal, except for one. His friends lend him a donkey for Palm Sunday and an upper room for the Last Supper. The apostles ran away, but they felt bad because Jesus was their friend. And that's what would happen in your life, too. And I might just put this out there, that if you don't feel bad when you run away from the Lord by committing sins, we all do these sins. If you don't feel bad enough, I suggest that the reason that you don't is because you need to become better friends with the Lord. Because if he was your good friend, picture a family member, a very close friend, somebody you really love, and you hurt that person, you're going to feel bad about it. Again, you can't force yourself to feel bad, but it just lets you know that there's some work that has to be done. Well, this process, this total consecration, we're turning to our Blessed Mother and saying, Mary, help me, take me by the hand and lead me to Jesus. I want to be closer friends with him. So this is a good step for you. And that's going to happen. You're going to start feeling sorrowful for your sins because you love the Lord. You'll love the Lord more and more, especially when you go through total consecration. After the Last Supper, Jesus said, I do not call you servants, I call you friends. What a great favor. Jesus owns everything and you own nothing, yet he makes you his friend. The most surprising moment came after Jesus had risen from the dead. Although enjoying eternal glory, he wants Peter's friendship. Three times Jesus asks, do you love me? Jesus wants friends. He especially wants you as his friend. Let's look at the problem of loneliness now. God saw the problem. It is not good for man to be alone, Genesis 1:18. Well, God had a plan. He made Adam realize that he was lonely. He showed Adam all the animals, and Adam realized that none proved to be a suitable partner. When Adam saw Eve, he knew that he had a lifelong friend. We all need friends. Even Jesus needed them. The saints reveal this mystery. Jesus' heart is broken when he is not our best friend. I want you to pause, and I'm really glad to hear this in this book, because that's one of the points I make in my book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, that, and it's something we don't often think of. Jesus had a human heart, so he was able to feel pain, emotional pain. If you don't accept his offer of friendship, now remember, he's your friend. He's your best, best friend. Now, if you don't accept that offer, you're going to hurt him. Even if everybody else in the world accepted that offer, but you don't, that will cause Jesus to be sad. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? That's how much he loves you. What is friendship? Every person has inner walls to keep other people outside. Through friendship, a person takes down the walls and allows someone to enter into his life. Jesus wants to be your friend, but you have walls that keep Jesus out of your life. Through true devotion, the walls come down. We call this surrender, and Jesus comes in. St. Teresa of Avila said to her nuns, "Jesus has so few friends these days. At least let us be good ones." So that's something to consider as you go through the day today. Are you willing to become closer friends with Jesus? Do you care that you're not close friends with Jesus, or that you could be closer to him? We are all at different levels in our friendship with Christ. You may be far more advanced than I am, or you may be someone who feels that I need to become closer friends with Jesus because I just don't know him that well. Wherever you are, you need to get better. Doesn't matter. All of us, for the rest of our life, every day, should try to become closer friends with Jesus. St. Louis de Montfort writes, "You are chosen from thousands to be the friend of Jesus. You must live in pure faith and love for Jesus. Nothing is so necessary, so useful, and so glorious as being a friend of Jesus. If you are resolved to become friends of Jesus, resolve to drink from the cup from which Jesus drank." In other words, be willing to accept the suffering that comes your way. And if you are not among the friends of Jesus, you are among the lost. Well, many of us might be lost, but how about if we make a promise to do something about that? Right? And that's what we're going to do on Friday when we make our total consecration. Let's close up today with our prayer, Jesus living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit. For the glory of God the Father, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Hope you enjoyed it. God willing, I'll be back here tomorrow. Hope you can join me as we continue our walk toward total consecration. We're only a few days away now. It's going to take place on Friday. And I just point out, I'll talk more about it as we get later in the week, but St. Louis de Montfort recommends that when you make your total consecration, you go to daily Mass. Now, if it's possible for you to get to daily Mass on Friday, please try to do it. It might not be possible, but if it is, you go, you print out your total consecration pledge, and I will have that up on my website, followingthetruth.com. It'll be on my blog. I'll put that up there in the very, very near future, either tomorrow or the next day. You print it out. You pray the prayer silently after communion, and you consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. I will also be doing it on the show on Friday night or Friday afternoon whenever I upload the podcast, and then we could just do it together. However you want to do it, whatever works best for you is fine, or you can go to Mass and do it and then listen to the show too. So we'll wrap things up on Friday. I'll be able to talk a little bit more about total consecration, maybe right before we do it. I'll talk more about exactly what's going to be happening and what will change and what your responsibilities are, that kind of thing. And then I'll wrap that up on Saturday. I'll finish up the details. But it's exciting. Get ready for it. And if you have questions, don't feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. It's been my pleasure to be with you here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. And God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.